You've tuned in to the Nunes Newscast. Subscribe on Rumble.com to watch or download wherever you listen to podcasts. Here's your host, Devin Nunes.
Countdown to Socialism, the Big Tech Administration. Big Tech has launched an all-out assault on the First Amendment. Any American who refuses to bend knee to Big Tech's Democrat masters is now fair game to be banned from the digital public square. Of course, the Democrats pretend they're not colluding with tech oligarchs, and they even occasionally warn about Big Tech's growing power. But the tech billionaires understand the Democrats will leave them alone as long as they do what the Democrats want. That is why prominent Democrats like Michelle Obama can call for banning President Trump from social media and know that Big Tech will comply. Meanwhile, the Biden transition team is stacked with tech executives, including prominent Big Tech officials who were top donors to his campaign. These officials are now handpicking staff for key positions in the Biden administration. Americans shouldn't be surprised that Democrats have seamlessly merged Silicon Valley with the White House. Barack Obama ran the same playbook during his presidency. In the last few months, Big Tech has used brute force 3 times to carry out the Democrats' agenda. First, Twitter and others censored the New York Post's investigative reporting on the Biden family's financial ties to Chinese Communist Party and other foreign actors. Second, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and others banned President Trump from their platforms permanently. And third, Apple, Google, and Amazon coordinated to deplatform the free speech app Parler, wiping it from the internet entirely. Big Tech has become the Democrats' digital Death Star. If we allow this offensive to continue, our First Amendment freedoms and our nation as we know it and our founders knew it will be gone.
And yeah. We bought into this big lie. And the question is, how are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump?
Blocking or restricting President Trump on their platforms.
This shows that even a president is not above the policies we have.
Republicans and all congressional representatives who value free speech must join together to resist big tech censorship and this tyranny. This is Devin Nunes. Thank you for listening.
Stay up to date by subscribing on Rumble.com to watch the podcast or download wherever you listen to podcasts.